share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Ever since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, more people have been taken advantage of through love scams, in which the scammer will often imitate someone they're not, in order to feign a romantic relationship. Towards a victim, gain their affection and take advantage of their emotions by getting them to send money. Some of the most outrageous love scams include women who were tricked by virtual lovers both locally and internationally. There were even reports of a love scam syndicate. As if things could not get any more outrageous, Utusan reported that a 20-year-old entrepreneur in Kelantan recently lost more than ₱570,000. As well as jewelry belonging to his mother, to a scammer who claimed to be a Tengku, a member of the royal family, on a dating app. Kelantan Police Chief Datuk Shafian Mamat said, the scammer had asked the victim to prove his loyalty and love by handing over his mother's jewelry. The Tengku had reportedly even promised to purchase the victim a pickup truck in return for the devotion that was shown. It was also said that the victim was forced to give up his belongings to the scammer because the suspect had threatened to leak the victim's nude videos. The victim then lodged a police report on the 14th of September, because he felt cheated when the Tengku did not come to see him as promised and did not return his mother's jewelry estimated to be worth ₱370,000. The case will be investigated under Section 420 of the Penal Code for the crime of cheating, deceiving and dishonesty in order to get a person to hand over their property. PDRM warns of the rise of love scams. The case even prompted the Royal Malaysian Police, PDRM, to issue a statement with the intent of warning other members of the public about the scam. In their statement titled, Beware of Fraudulent Love Scam Tactics, which was posted on PDRM's social media pages, they warned the public about the Tengku love scam and urged the public to not be easily fooled by the personalities and sweet promises of people that you do not know personally. Worryingly so, PDRM has also reported that the cases of love scams are nationally on the rise. Director of the Bukit Aman Commercial Crime Investigation Department, JSJK, Datuk Zainuddin Yaakob said back in May 2, 2021 that their data revealed a total of 1,535 love scams reported in 2019, involving losses of over ₱79 million, and in 2020 a total of 1,582 similar cases were reported which involved losses totaled more than ₱58 million. If you or anyone you know have information or may have been a victim of such scams, please reach out to PDRM's Commercial Crime Investigation Department, CCID, Scam Response Center Hotline at 03-2610-1559 or 03-2610-1599, or head on over to your nearest police station to make a report. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, woman scammed of ₱11,700 after virtual lover asks her to pay his quarantine costs in Malaysia. Source: Spencer Savings Source, Utusan Source, PDRM, Facebook Source, NBC News. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.